Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. This is Ange coming to you live from our studio in the city, and we're taking you back in time yet again to Sundance. This time we're talking to the beautiful cast and crew from The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, which is streaming now on Netflix. Aaron and I are joined by John Wildman with the festival Daily Buzz, and we are interviewing Chiwetel Ejiofor, who is the director and talent, William Kamkwamba, who's the author and subject of the book that the film is adapted from, Aisa Maigai, who's talent, and Maxwell Simba, who is also talent. He plays a young William Kamkwamba. And this is such a beautiful, inspirational film. So enjoy the interview, and I'll see you on the other side.
Welcome back to the Festival Daily Buzz with Bitch Talk Podcast. My name is John Wildman. I'm here with my co-hosts from Bitch Talk, Aaron Lim and Angela Tabora. And this segment, we're going to be discussing the film Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, which is a Sundance movie. We've got a full team here, and we want to go down the line and have everyone introduce themselves. And let's start at the end.
Hello, everyone. My name is Maxwell Simba, playing William Kamkwamba.
Hello, my name is Aisa Maigai, and I'm playing Agnes Kamkwamba, the mother.
Hi, my name is Chiwetel Ejiofor. I directed the film and play Triwell Kamkwamba.
Hi, my name is William Kamkwamba.
I'm William Kamkwamba.
And you're William.
I'll be being me.
even on the radio, Chiwetel's directing.
It's in his blood.
All right. And of course, we always start these segments letting our director, letting our filmmaker introduce the film to our listeners. So Chiwetel, tell us about the film.
So the film's called The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, and it tells the story of William Kamkwamba when he was a young man at 13, who, with his family and his community, was experiencing a famine in Malawi in 2001-2002, as a result of which he was removed from school. His family couldn't afford to pay any fees, and but with his sort of ingenuity and tenacity, he snuck back into school. He found a physics textbook and a book called Using Energy, and on the front was a picture of a windmill. And so he began this process using junk that he found in sort of locally that he sourced in the area to start to try to build a windmill that would eventually irrigate the land and remove the threat of famine from the region.
Well, of course, we are all great fans of your work as an actor. In fact, my two co-hosts and myself are going to keep ourselves from asking you about each film that we really love. but what I want to hear about why you chose this as a film to direct.
Well, that was a kind of lengthy process. I first of all read, William wrote a book about his experiences he co-authored it with Brian Miller, and I read that book. It came out about 2009. I read it that year or the year after, and I was completely stunned by the story, and I felt that it had so many interesting and important resonances, not just in terms of the immediate issues of telling stories about Malawi, about Africa generally, that had a very strong positive energy to them and lived in the solution to some of the problems and the issues that countries can face, but also in the kind of wider issues, which issues about climate change, about deforestation, about economics. You know, the nature of this famine was an economically driven famine, the price of grain just going up in unregulated markets. And so there were lots of things that were impacting us, I think, globally, that I thought were really resonant and important points to kind of make. And so I started to adapt the book on that basis. And then through that process, which took quite a long time, you know, I was so kind of inside the material. I'd went and visited Malawi on a number of occasions. That's where I met William, for the first time. And he took me around the village and Wimbake and wider region of Kasungu. And just over that process, it became clear that I was kind of so inside the material that it made sense to not hand this over to somebody else to direct, but to direct it myself.
And William, when you have someone take on a project like this that is yours, a lot of trust There's a lot of trust there. And can you talk about that relationship and, you know, and how it progressed with you and Chiota?
It was like a lot of like trust, yeah, of course. And the one thing that I really like it's like Chiota coming to Malawi to talk to me, like to be able like to learn more about like the story rather than just like talking in the phone to know how the story was, but meeting everybody who was involved into like that story. Talked to my parents, visited all the area that every piece of the story took place. It was really like great because it was more of like opening up that I understand, he understand better than just learning everything from the book. But also apart from learning things from the book that I could learn with Brian Miller, but also being able to come to Malawi to be able like to learn more about the story.
And I wanted to add, what a time to talk about education and science and the environment and reading. Can you talk a little bit about that importance and what that means right now to our political society, especially in America?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are so many kind of thematic areas of the story that are really resonant and important. And of course, one of the major things and one of the major themes is the importance of education and access to education. And that is something that obviously revolutionized William's experience, you know, when he was able to finally get some access to the to these books, and that is at the basis of the story, really, of how to develop those ideas. And we live in a world where there is, for so many people, this limitation on potential, and this limitation on education, and that's the area that I think is just vital in achieving growth. Mm-hmm.
Maxwell and Issa, let's talk about being on the set, and let's just pretend like this guy sitting next to you isn't actually sitting next to you, and let's talk about what he was like as a director working with him.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah, yeah.
So Maxwell is pointing.
Maxwell wants you to lead off.
So, I'd say that Chiwetel is a machine. He wakes up at 4 a.m. He goes to the gym, then he spends the whole day directing the movie, directing the actors, being an actor, and at night, because the editor was with us, he was editing the movie until maybe 1 a.m. and so on every day. And apart from that, that was a magical experience to shoot next to William Kamkwamba's house, shoot next to his parents, his relatives. And Chiwetel was very focused, and he has an ability to bring people together, and it was fantastic.
Okay, Maxwell, Issa bought you some time.
So I would say working with Chiwetel was really amazing for me. First, because he's an amazing actor. And adding also to that is that other than being my father in the film and my director, he was also a friend outside set. And what I really loved about working with him was that he knew what he wanted and he knew how to get to what he wanted. So he was very precise on what he was going for. And that for me got me thinking that I really need to nail it, because if he knows what he's going for, then I got to get him there.
Okay. Okay. Got a little extra pressure there.
Chiwetel, how was it working with yourself?
Best director I ever worked with. Absolutely amazing. I mean, finally, I thought, finally.
but honestly, you know, to actually act in something that you're directing, splitting that focus is a challenge, and not everybody accomplishes it well. And you've worked with a lot of fantastic directors. So going in, how did you kind of prepare yourself, buffer yourself, going, okay, I've got to operate on a few different planes here?
Yeah, I mean, it is a tricky thing to kind of balance. There's no doubt about that. I think that the first thing and the only thing you can do is really surround yourself with people that you really trust and that you really rely on. That can really help you and guide you through the experience. You know, I spent a long time developing the film with Andrea Calderwood and Gail Egan, and Andrea, as a producer, was both, you know, was out there the whole time and was a major support system for me, as I would try things and do things and reference things with her and judge them. I didn't really want to have anybody who would specifically inform me about my performance or something, but to be able to sort of talk about it in broad terms and to see if scenes were working and how to influence scenes and how to change them, directions to push them in, you know. And then You know, having Valerio Bonelli, the editor, our editor out there as well, and Dick Pope, a fantastic cinematographer, amazing cinematographer, really just started to create an environment, you know, and then to work with terrific actors, where you feel that you can try things and you can explore, and there's a bit of safety there, you know. So that's the kind of key to it, is to feel secure. And you get that security through the people that you're collaborating with.
And I just wanted to touch on, William, how do you feel about this film and how it turned out? Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I've seen the film and I'm very excited about it, because one thing that I feel about the film, when I was writing the book, I wanted to reach more people with my story. So I think the film is going to even like help that more. That goal of like reaching to as many people as possible. The people that didn't have a chance to read the book, they're going to be able to see the movie and they can be inspired, or they can learn a lot from the movie, from what I did.
The one star that's not here today is the dog. Can we talk about the dog a little bit? And were you attached to the dog in the film?
Yeah, I was very much attached to the dog in the film.
Yeah.
We used to have when I was not shooting, we'd have some time off and get to interact like on my off days and everything. And it was really interesting for me to finally get attached to the dog, such that we don't need to do tricks when you're shooting. It's just a mutual attachment that we understand.
I felt that.
What you're going for, really.
Yeah, I don't want to blow it for anyone else, but man,
And we're going to have to wrap up pretty soon, but we are at the Sundance Film Festival. And Chiwetel, this kind of thing, this is old hat for you. You know, you're at film festivals, you're doing stuff, not necessarily for the other three here. So how have you kind of prepared them for what this experience is going to be, or have you? Or are you just bringing it on them?
I mean, I haven't in the slightest prepared them for anything.
Getting up at 4 in the morning and going to the gym.
I'm just watching everybody experience the mayhem out here. It's a lot of fun.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know, it's a wonderful a film to have out there, let alone just the accomplishment of the film. It is The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind at Sundance. We've had with us the director, writer, and in the cast, Chiwetel Ejiofor, two of our cast members, Issa Mega and Maxwell Simba, and the author and subject the film is based on, William Kinkwamba. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. That was our interview with the cast and crew from The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, streaming now on Netflix. Check this film out, guys. If you ever question your power and your ability and your effect on this planet, watch this film and it'll inspire you. And don't forget to go to bitchtalkpodcast.com for all of our past episodes. Follow us on our socials, rate, review, and subscribe. It really makes a big difference when you do that, and it only takes a second. We really appreciate it. And also, if you haven't heard yet, we're partnered with BFF FM. You can now hear us as part of their Monday morning lineup from 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Just go to BFF.FM to listen in. And finally, I'm proud to announce that our next episode will be with the one, the only Emilio Estevez. You may have heard of him, talking about his new film, Public, that's coming out. Emilio! It's awesome. Bitch, please!